Parshas Vayishlach, Beis Tvila, Tovshin Ayin Hei. This year I would like to start from the end of the parasha and go towards the beginning. The very end of the parasha, in Perek Lamed Vav, we meet the descendants of Esav, our uncle. Uncle Esav, and we learn about his family, our cousins. And we meet in Pasuk Gimel, there's Bosmas Bas Yishmoel Achois Nevoyos. The daughter of Yishmoel, called Bosmas, she got married with Esav, Uncle Esav. Ask Rashi on the spot, why over here is she called Bosmas? But previously in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Tes, she's called Mocholas. Why is her name changed? Says Rashi, because three people get their sins atoned for. Gershon is Gayer. He's converted, a new start, starts a new life, a new page. Shav a nice get mechulin. The oidel gdula, person who rises to greatness, also a big change. So likewise, his avoinus get annulled. Va noise isha, marry a wife. And we learn it from here, because that's why she's called mocholas. Shenim chulu avoinusav. Their sins got atoned for. Beautiful idea, the chosen and the kala, they have a fresh start. A new page. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful idea of mechilas avoinus. When I was very young, I was bothered, why doesn't everyone divorce their wife on Erev Yom Kippur and remarry them? I was bothered, why not? Except for the Kohanim. What?
At least not Kohanim.
Yeah, except for the Kohanim. The whole congregation had a grand get, campaign, ordeal, all do gittin, and all do kiddushin. If she agrees to get remarried, of course. Okay. Not to show it's such a big question. But anyway, fine, beautiful idea. You can be garish if you marry, get a new start. Question is, Rebbeinu Dekula Alma, the idea of Mechilas Avoinos, when the Torah is teaching this idea, teaching us this concept, so you couldn't find anyone more appropriate than to teach this to us by Esav HaRasha. That's why you're teaching me Yesodos Mechilas Avoinos by Esav. Teach me by Yaakov, you should know when Yaakov got married, building the base Hashem. To build the Jewish people, there we expect the Torah to teach us that, you know, Yaakov from Dargosai, Nimchuru Avanoisav, wherever they were, but expect he reached even a higher level of Kedusha. But by Esav HaRasha, that we know Esav was, he was an Esav and he stayed an Esav. We know exactly who Esav is. So there the Torah teaches me the Mechilas Avoinos. It's a pele. Answer Moshe Feinstein, Adrabba. The Torah is criticizing Esau. Teach us Esau's wickedness. That Esau stayed in Esau, even though he had the opportunity. Because when a person has an opportunity to change his ways, he's given a clean account. All the overdraft is wiped away. And he still goes. Then his situation is much worse than he had not been given the opportunity. If you miss the opportunity, don't stay where you were. There's a big tain on you. The Gemara says in Yuma, the famous Gemara, that Rav, there was a whole tapcha that had sinned against Rav, and Rav said, Rav went to, he never came to ask for mechila. And Rav, I think Rav Khan it was, saw Rav going in Erev Yom Kippur, where are you going? I'm going to to make him, help him do tshuva. He says, no, you're going to kill him. Why? Because what happened? He stood at the door and the tapra saw him and he said, get out of there, I don't want to speak to you, I have nothing to do with you. And he was cutting a bone, and the bone, a splinter came out and killed him, killed the tapra. What happened? Because the opportunity was given to him and he didn't use it. Came to the door to enable him, to make it easy for him, to ask for mechila, and he didn't use it. That makes a big kitruk, makes things worse. So says Rav Moshe, teaching us the wickedness of Esav. The opportunity came his way and he didn't use it. He's a mochlas. He was married to mochlas, and he still stayed in Esav. How much, what a great rasha you are. The message is for us, when opportunities come, a good harusa, a good chance to grow, and you don't use the chance, it makes a tremendous kitrug. And we should be careful about that. Paraklav at base, Pasuk Chav Beis, we have this strange story about Reuven. Perek Lamed Hei, excuse me. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayhi bishkoin Yisrael ba'aretz ahi. Vayelech Reuven vayishkav es Bilha pilegesh aviv. Vayishma Yisrael, v'yu bnei Yaakov shneimasar. If we will take the literal meaning of the word of the verse, the passing is telling us that Reuven slept with Bilhah, pilegesh aviv, eishes av. That's what the passage seems to say. On the other hand, it says v'yu bnei Yaakov shneimasar. All together, all equated. Say Chazal, quoted by Rashi, teaching us that Reuven loy chata. Reuven didn't sin. What does it mean, didn't sin? He did sin. We see in Parshas Vayechi, he gets punished. Pachas kamayim, Reuven gets punished. Gets rebuked by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Yaakov. So obviously he did sin. Well, Chazal means to tell us, he didn't sin the way you think he sinned. You think he sinned by literally sleeping with his father's wife? He didn't sin in that fashion. There was a taina, but not what you think it is. What really happened? Says Rashi. Mitoch shebilbel mishkavoy, Reuven had moved Yaakov's bed. Mala lova kasuv ki ilu shachv. The pasuk attributes to him as if he slept with Bilhah. Balama Bilbil, why did he move the beds? The Chila Yitzuai, why? Says Rashi, quoting the Chazal, quoting the Gemara, Keshemesa Rachel, when Rachel had passed away, not al Yaakov mitasai, Yaakov took his bed, Shoisa Nesuna Tadir Boel Rachel, Veloi Beshara Oilim. Yaakov's main bed, main home, base, was by Rachel. Rachel was his Ikka wife. So once she died, Yaakov moved the bed. Venosna Boil Bilhah. Put the bed in Bilhah, who was Rachel's Pilegesh. But Reuven, Betova Elboy Imoi. Reuven came to demand the disrespect of his mother. Omar, Imachois Imi Hoisot Tzorali Imi. If my mother's sister was a co-wife with my mother, i.e., my mother is Rachel, is Leah. If Rachel was a co-wife with Leah, that's bad enough. Shifcha sachoisimi, tietzaraliimi. My mother's sister's maid should be a co-wife with my mother. I'm not standing for this. Velakach bilbil, nefi mixed the beds. So this is what Reuven did. He obviously did something wrong. The Torah is telling us he did something wrong. In Parshas Vayechi, he gets rebuked and punished for it. Cursed for it. He obviously did something wrong, but not what the way the Torah describes it. The Torah describes it in the most coarse fashion. And we describe the chet, of moving a bed. As Vayishkav es Bilha. Unbelievable, harsh expression that sounds terrible to the ear. Vayishkav es Bilha. So this is one place we find how the Torah is being so harsh on describing a chet kal. He did a chet kal, moving the bed, come on, it's not the end of the world. It's been described as a chet kosher ma'od ma'od. On the other hand, in Parshas Noach, after Noach drinks the wine, and Noach gets drunk and undresses, says the Pasuk, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayar Chom Aviknoan Es Ervas Oviv, Chom sees his father's nakedness, Vayaged L'Shnei Echov V'chutz, he goes to call and tell his two brothers outside. Okay. So obviously very inappropriate, unrespectful. You see your father naked. How about that? Huh? Inappropriate. Say Chazal, quoting Rashi, he just saw. Vayar es ervas aviv. Brings Rashi on the spot. Yesh oimrim sirsoi. He made him barren. He physically attacked him. Vayesh oimrim ravoi. One of the two. Either sirsoi or ravoi. Both are terrible things. He physically did an abomination with his grandfather. Father. Yet, the Torah, all of a sudden over here, says, Vayar! Vayar! Can you imagine someone who raped is being charged for looking at a girl? All of a sudden, here we cover up. By Reuven, he did a chet kal. He moved the bed, being described as Vayishkav. By Chom, he did a chet chomer ma'id. It's being described as a chet kal. What's going on? So I saw the three Eish in the Sefer HaTorah. He brings that the Alta Mislabotka used this very point to prove the concept, the fundamentals of Musa, of the Derech HaBisoa Salanta, which is in Musa, when we try and mend our ways, you have to look for the hidden koichos of a person. We have the external issues, but they have a shoresh, something deep down. He calls them the koiches ha'afelim, the grey koiches, which you don't see. You have the black and white, which are very visible, and you have the blurred koiches. And they are the hidden koiches in a person, and that's what you have to fix up. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pe'alaf amundalaf. One is darshaning the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Ves eishes re'eu loiti me." Describing a person who wasn't mezane, he wasn't with his friend's wife. Says the more, what is this pasuk referring to? This is the pasuk in Yecheskel. What is the pasuk hinting to? Shalayorat l'umnus chaveroi. It's describing a person who doesn't try and competes with his friend's profession. His friend has an umnus. He has a practice, he has a dental clinic in certain streets. He has a shop, an optician. He has a makolet. And this person lo yorad beunus chaveru. He could have opened up a competing makoret right next door. He could have opened up a practice to compete right next door. He doesn't. This is what the pasuk means when it says shloitime es eishes reu loitime lo yorad beunus chaveru. And again, we are kind of astonished by the comparisons over here. Come on. To open up in a competing shop, I'm not chayv misa for that. It's wrong. But can you compare it to a person, to the chet of sleeping with an ashes ish, and says that dibros? How can you compare the two things together? The answer is because they're both the same. In the shoresh, they're both the same. Because what are you doing? A person who's taking his friend's wife, he tried to take his friend's private possessions. Person's wife, you're trying to take that. It's the same shoresh as a person who's trying to compete. He's trying to overtake someone's private, a person already has his practice. You're trying to take his clients away. You're also taking him from his private area. It's the same shoresh. If you're doing that, if you're competing with him, you might as well, eventually you'll come to be taking Eishes Re'u, because it's the same Sheresh, these are the same Koichas. You're not respecting your friend's domain. So you can end up by Eishes Re'u. And here as well, Reuven was upset, says the Alta Mislabotka. Reuven was upset. So, Pachas Kamayim, he took action. Fine. But what was lacking over here? Habusha mipnei chaya atzniu shel aviv. There's a natural busha from getting involved with your father's chaya atzniu. Well, your father's bed is his atzniu. You should have stopped right there and realized, I shouldn't be involved in my father's chaya atzniu. I'm embarrassed. I have to cover it for my father. I'm embarrassed to get involved in such a thing. And that was Reuven's chet. It didn't stop him. He was lacking in that hargosha. Now, if you're lacking in that hargosha, you don't respect your father's intimacy, then you know what could happen. Eventually, you'll be Vayishkav. This could end up, one day you could be sleeping with her, because you don't respect your father's wife. You don't respect your father's intimacy. Therefore, the Torah writes, is describing in most harshest words where Reuven's holding at. He didn't really touch his father's wife. But since you are entering, you're going that road, that's where you can end up. And therefore, the Torah writes it, Vayishkav, Ki'ilu, Ma'al Elov HaKosov Ki'ilu. It's teaching us that where things can lead to. And by Canaan sinned Chom. What he did something terrible. But how does that happen? Where does it start from? It starts from Vayar. There's a concept called Znus Hainayim. The eyes have something called Znus. It's a sur Achei Levavchem. And therefore the Torah is writing, what's the source of what he did? Vayar. Once you're holding by Vayar, then you can lead to Ravai, you can lead to Sarsa. But starting from Vayar, there the Torah is teaching us the source, the Sheresh. And these are hidden, these are Koichos HaFeilim. The person is not necessarily aware of what what's behind everything. Therefore, when you learn Musa, that's what you're supposed to be dealing with. You're supposed to be tackling a person's deeper koiches, because they are directing you and doing what you're doing. Last week, we said over a story, a maisa, that a certain yeshiva had a tragedy, and the Bachrim wanted to make a chabur of Hilchos Lashon Hara. And the Mashgiach said, "You're wasting your time. No point. Why? What's wrong with learning Hilchos Lashon Hara?" Said the Mashgiach, "Mimon Afshach. If you have Avas Yisrael, then why would you want to speak Lashon Hara about someone else? You don't speak Lashon Hara about your son. You don't go to shul and tell everyone about your son's bad traits. You love your son. You don't want to hurt him. So if you love Am Yisrael, why would you want to say bad things about them? And if you don't have Avas Yisrael, it's not going to help just to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. It's not going to work." That's what the Mashgiach told the Bachrim. The next day he said, "You know, it is a good idea. I just wanted you to understand. But don't just look at the external. You can look at the Shoresh. It's not enough just to work on Hilchos Lashon Hara as dry laws. There's a Shoresh to it. Avas Yisrael, caring for people, loving our friends. Oh, if you have that, now you're ready for Hilchos Lashon Hara." So this is the message for us, that we have to not just look when we see we're doing something wrong, not just to focus on the external point, but look for the Shoresh and deal with the Shoresh. Because the Shoreshim, they lead to everything else. I once had in my shir a certain member who had tremendous lombitis problems. And his wife didn't go to the mikveh for a few years, despite him. Okay, that's what's her din? The din is she's a meredes. Doesn't get a ksuva. Sounds terrible, lady. But a wise man told me, "It's true. But why? Why is she doing that to him? What did he do to her? Things don't happen in a vacuum. There's something behind it. So there's a shoresh to everything. Where did it start? Could it started many years ago with something small? A nasty comment from one to the other. Boom, boom, eventually it leads to big things. But the shoresh could be very far away. If I don't just look at the external action, you've got to look for the shoresh. To judge, you have to look for the shoresh." We have the story of Dina and Shechem. And Dina goes out to see the land. And what happens? She gets raped. Says the Torah that Vayakov Shoma Kitime is Dina Vitoi. Yaakov hears what happened. But her brothers were in the fields. They were tending the sheep. They didn't know. When they came back and they heard about it, they got very upset. I saw them, it was Naima Torah. He once heard from a Maggid. Yeah, this Maggid came to a certain town. And he came at night and he was shocked to see the boys and girls were hanging out with each other at night. Africa. So he came to the shul. Said, "Rabbi, I want to tell you a story. There was once a widow who had some goats, and she came at night and said, 'Rabbi, help me! Can you help me find my goat? My goat hasn't come home.'" They tell her, "What's so bad?" So the goat will stay outside, makara. Overnight, they'll stay in the bush. She said, "No. There are many ze'evim. There are many dubim. There are many wolves, there are many bears, and many arias. Many, many lions." So she went up. So tell her, "So why can't your daughter help you?" "No, my daughter, she's busy. They are with her friends." her non-female friends. So tell her, how could it be that for your goat you're afraid of the Aryas and the Dubim and the Zevim? You should be more afraid of the Arya, your friend of your daughter, and the Doiv and the Zev. You should be more afraid of them, what they're doing with your daughter, more than your goat. So says those nine Torah as a remez. The brothers were tending the sheep. Had they been around looking after their sister, the rape wouldn't have happened. They were out there. So that's what happened. Had they been around, it would have been different. And the message is, the person has to be careful and be aware and keep track. What are his children doing? Who are they hanging out with? Because there are many Aryas outside. Not our Arya, Chas v'Shalom. Halavai d'shekbo out the Arya. Our one. But other Aryas, lions, the wild types, the meat eaters. So be careful, person that be holding and taking responsibility what his children are doing. We come to the fight, the wrestle, to Yaakov and Sarah Shel Esav. Vayavek ish imoy ad alois hashachar. The Ramchal in the Derech Eitz Chaim brings from the Zohar discussing how people are not focused on their purpose in life. People just run through life, running after their money, after their food, after their health, after the pleasures. They're not thinking about what I'm here for. Why did I come to the world for? What's my task in life? Says the Zohar, when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he hit the Mitzri, it says, Vayifen, Vayifen, Vayar, Ki'ein Ish. Vayifen Koi V'Choi, he looked around, Vayar, Ki'ein Ish. Says the Zohar, what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was looking around. Is there any man? Ish meaning a person, people who are holding, are thinking about what they're here for. Vayar ke'en ish, says the Zohar. El ish ledarkoi pnu be'iskin dilhoin. Everyone's busy with their business, be'orkin dilhoin with their ways. Vayar ke'en ish, there's no one around. In the mission of us, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, so b'mokim she'ena noshim, hishtadel yois ish. In a place where there are no people, then you should be an ish. What does that mean, hishtadel yois ish? Ah, how do you translate the word hishtadel?
Endeavor.
Any other words? Try. Zog the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnah is right there. He quotes our parsha. Vayeovik ish imoy. Says, what's the targum for yeovik? To wrestle, to fight. Says the targum, beishtadel gavra ime. Ishtadel means to fight. Says the Mishnah. Kim she'ein anoshim. When people are not around, with no people, meaning no men, people are not fighting the Yetzirah. Just living life, letting the days go by. Then you should be ishtadel yois ish. That's what it means. B'mokim she'ein anoshim, ishtadel yois ish. And what is an ish? Someone who fights. He knows his mission. He knows what he's here for, and he fights. That's an ish. Vayovek ish imoy. The ish is someone who fights. Vayovek. And therefore, the message is for us. Let's be a man. What is a man being? Fighting. Being aware of what you're here for. What is our purpose in life? And fight. Who is supposed to fight? Our neighbor? the opposition party. No, fight your Yetzirah. You have to know who you are, what you're here for. Shouldn't be like what the Zohar says. Vayarki einish. There's no one who's fighting their real life. And that's the message. Vayofek ish imay. B'mokin she'ina noshim. Ishtadil v'yois ish. Fight and wrestle. And b'zad Hashem, you will win and succeed. The brothers hear about this, hear about what happened. Vayichar le'moid, they're very upset. Ki nevola osa v'yisoyel, yishkav es bas Yaakov, v'chein lo ye osa. A nevola, abomination. And osa v'yisoyel, yishkav es bas Yaakov, v'chein lo ye osa. What are they saying? There's two things that happened. Lishkaves Bas Yaakov. Who is Dina? You know who she is? She is the great granddaughter of Avraham Avinu. Dina is the granddaughter of Yitzhak Avinu. Dina is the daughter of Yaakov. Lishkaves Bas Yaakov. A terrible thing. She's raped. But you know what? V'chein lo ye'aseh. This should not have been done by anyone. Says the Beis Halevi. Wasn't aware about how special Dina is. Didn't know all this. Bas Yaakov, he didn't know who Yaakov was and Avraham was. He wasn't aware of the full consequences of his actions. So maybe not so liable. He didn't understand. He didn't know how bad it is. Says the Beis Halevi, it's true. A person not aware is not responsible. But if you know you're doing bad, but you're not aware of how bad it is, that makes you responsible for everything. He wasn't aware of the Bas Yaakov, but v'chein lo ye'aseh, it shouldn't be done even to a regular girl. Therefore, you're now liable for all that you did. Beis Halevi brings the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach Beis says over there, "Hanoisen isha dinar shazahav." You gave a deposit, a golden coin. Va'amar shishal kesef. You said, "Listen, this is a silver coin. I want you to keep it for me." And she didn't. Pasha. She left the door open. Just she was negligent. It got stolen. She has to pay. How much does she have to pay for? The gold coin or a silver coin? He told her it's a silver coin. It was really a gold coin. She was negligent. She has to pay. How much does she have to pay? Silver. What about gold? It was gold. She was negligent about the gold.
Pay the gold.
What?
Pay the gold.
Gold.
She knew it was wrong.
What?
She knew it was wrong.
Oh. So there the loch is, she only pays the silver. So I didn't know. Had you told me it was gold, I would have regarded it, I'd be more cautious. If it was silver, say that. I'll pay for the silver. But if she went and she destroyed the coin, if she went, says the Gemara, Imizikoso, she took a hammer and just smashed it to bits. Then, Chavis the Shalim shall Zohov. To Omalo, my havilo gabe da zakte. Why are you touching it? So there the loch is, she pays gold. I didn't know it was gold. Had I known, I wouldn't have destroyed it. But what business do you have to touch it? Regarding Pshia, okay, she was negligent. She didn't lock her house up. Then she's not high for gold. But here she went and damaged it. But dying. What business do you have to touch it? You say, I didn't know. She has to pay the So therefore, had it been that was you can rape regular girls that you can rape, and he wasn't aware Shechem of that it was Bat Yaakov, and Achinami be Potter. But since it's v'chein lo yaseh, therefore now you chayev for whatever happened, even for Bat Yaakov. Says the Beis Halevi. It's a very big nafkaminus for us. He gives an example. A person knows that you have to have a chol, you must have chol of Yisrael. I'm not discussing Ramesh Feinstein. Let's go back 100 years ago when it was definitely accepted. You have to have chol of Yisrael. Why? Because by a goy he might mix in some treif, some tommy milk. Okay, you're taking milk from a guy who has pigs. Now, a person says, "Come on, is this a derisive Rabbanon?" Rabbanon comes along a guy and says, "Listen, it's Rabbanon. It's far fetched. I'm going to buy the milk. I'm going to drink the milk." What was the Ovon? Rabbanon or derisa? Rabbanon. What happens if Lemaisi he ended up with the tommy milk? It's a 1 to 100 chance. It happened that he got the tommy milk. So the guy said, "Look, I didn't know. Had I known it was tommy milk, I would have not have drunk it. I thought it was Rabbanon. No, it was even Rabbanon. But now, it's Deraisa. I'm honest. I didn't know. I wasn't aware." Says Beis Halevi, no. It doesn't work that way. Says Beis Halevi. En achinami. Had, surely you didn't know it was tommy milk. And Roy chances are that, what, you, a pidin, you could eat. You could rely on that Roy. But since you know that you were going against Rabbanon, so therefore that makes you responsible for everything that happens. Once there's a Rabbanon, you are aware that you're going against, you're doing Issa Rabbanon. That makes you liable for, if you end up with the Deraisa, you'll now be responsible for the Deraisa. Because the chein lo yaseh. A person speaks Lashon Hara. He says like a nasty comment about his friend. What happened was, this guy, the boss, overheard the comments. The boss fired him. He lost his job. Things came tough at home. The marriage broke up. Got divorced. His kids went off the derech. He got in depression. He jumped off the roof. And we tell the guy, you are responsible. That nasty comment you made, that's what killed him, ruined the marriage, and all his kids went off the derech. Me? I didn't mean to do that. I said a nasty comment. I wasn't aware of what will be. I didn't imagine such a thing. Says the Beis Halevi, you are chayav. It's true that you weren't aware of what would be, but you knew that you're doing a bit wrong. Therefore, you're chayav for everything. Tchilasay bepshia, a sefer ba'inas, you're chayav for everything, and that's what you learn from over here. Ki nevar also be Yisrael, nishkavas bas Yaakov. No, you didn't know. V'chein lo yaseh. Now you're chayav for everything. And that's why it's so important. Be careful, even about little things, because those little things make us liable for the own sin that happened. Shakoyach. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos.